In an age where information is readily available at our fingertips, it's become increasingly common for people to turn to the internet to diagnose their own health issues. Whether it's a mysterious rash, a persistent cough, or a sudden headache, many of us have typed our symptoms into a search engine, hoping to find answers. But while self-diagnosis might seem convenient, it can be dangerously misleading, leading to unnecessary anxiety, improper treatment, or even serious health risks. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we discuss the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the dangers of self-diagnosis. We'll explore why it's so tempting to turn to the internet for medical advice, the risks associated with self-diagnosis, and the importance of consulting a healthcare professional for accurate diagnosis and treatment. Along the way, we'll also share stories of individuals who learned the hard way why consulting a doctor is crucial. Let me start with a story about my friend Liam. Liam was always a bit of a hypochondriac, so whenever he felt the slightest symptom, he would head straight to his computer. One day, he noticed a small lump on his neck. After a quick search online, he became convinced that he had a serious illness, perhaps even cancer. Overwhelmed with anxiety, Liam couldn't focus on anything else. Days passed, and the worry consumed him until he finally decided to see a doctor. After a thorough examination, the doctor diagnosed the lump as a benign cyst, something completely harmless. Liam's story is a stark reminder of the pitfalls of self-diagnosis and the importance of getting a professional opinion. Why self-diagnosis is so tempting. In today's fast-paced world, many of us are looking for quick solutions to our problems, and health issues are no exception. The internet offers a wealth of information at our fingertips, and it's easy to see why people might be tempted to diagnose themselves. You might think, why wait for a doctor's appointment when I can find the answer right now? But what makes the internet so powerful, its vast, accessible information, is also what makes it so dangerous when it comes to health. The problem is that online information is often generalized and not tailored to your specific situation. For example, a headache could be a sign of anything from dehydration to a migraine to a more serious condition like a brain tumor. But when you type headache into a search engine, you might be bombarded with worst-case scenarios, leading to unnecessary worry. Additionally, not all online sources are reliable, and distinguishing between credible medical advice and misinformation can be difficult. Liam's experience illustrates this point perfectly. By relying on online information, he jumped to the worst possible conclusion, causing himself unnecessary stress and anxiety. If he had consulted a doctor sooner, he could have avoided days of needless worry. The risks of self-diagnosis. Self-diagnosis can lead to several risks, the most significant being the potential for misdiagnosis. The human body is complex, and symptoms that seem straightforward can be misleading. For instance, chest pain could be a sign of a heart attack, but it could also be caused by acid reflux, muscle strain, or even anxiety. Without the expertise of a healthcare professional, it's easy to misinterpret symptoms and either overestimate or underestimate the severity of your condition. One major risk is treating yourself for the wrong condition. If you misdiagnose yourself, you might start taking over-the-counter medications or even prescription drugs that are inappropriate for your actual condition. This not only wastes time and money, but can also lead to harmful side effects or interactions with other medications. For example, a person who mistakenly believes they have allergies might take antihistamines, which could interact dangerously with other medications they're taking. Another risk is delaying appropriate treatment. If you self-diagnose and treat what you think is a minor issue, you might ignore the real problem that requires medical attention. For instance, what you believe to be a common cold might actually be something more serious, like pneumonia, which needs prompt treatment. By the time you realize the mistake, the condition may have worsened, leading to more serious complications. There's also the psychological impact to consider. Self-diagnosis often leads to increased anxiety, as it's common to assume the worst when researching symptoms online. This is sometimes referred to as cyberchondria, where excessive searching for medical information online leads to heightened health anxiety. This can create a vicious cycle where anxiety drives more searching, which in turn increases anxiety, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and stressed. In some cases, self-diagnosis can lead to a loss of trust in healthcare professionals. If you're convinced that you've diagnosed yourself correctly and a doctor tells you otherwise, you might be tempted to dismiss their advice, potentially missing out on the proper treatment. It's important to remember that doctors undergo years of training to accurately diagnose and treat health conditions, and their expertise is invaluable. The importance of consulting a doctor. While the internet can be a helpful tool for general information and education, it's no substitute for the expertise of a trained healthcare professional. Doctors are skilled in the art and science of diagnosis, taking into account a wide range of factors, including your medical history, physical examination, and diagnostic tests that go beyond what a simple web search can provide. When you consult a doctor, you're not just getting a diagnosis, you're getting a personalized assessment of your health. Doctors can differentiate between conditions with similar symptoms, determine the underlying cause of your symptoms, and recommend the most effective treatment options. They can also consider your overall health, including any other conditions or medications you're taking, to ensure that the treatment plan is safe and effective. Moreover, seeing a doctor can provide peace of mind. Instead of worrying and second-guessing yourself, you can get clear answers and a plan of action. This was certainly the case for Liam. Once his doctor confirmed that the lump on his neck was a benign cyst, he felt a huge sense of relief. The anxiety that had been weighing him down for days lifted, and he was able to move forward without fear. In some cases, a doctor might recommend further testing to confirm a diagnosis. While this might seem daunting, it's a crucial step in ensuring that you get the right treatment. For example, if you're experiencing persistent fatigue, a doctor might order blood tests to check for conditions like anemia, thyroid problems, or diabetes. These tests can provide concrete answers and guide the appropriate course of treatment. It's also important to establish a relationship with a healthcare provider. Regular checkups and open communication with your doctor can help catch potential health issues early before they become serious. Your doctor can also provide guidance on preventive care, such as vaccinations, screenings, and lifestyle changes, to help you maintain good health. Stories from famous individuals. Even famous individuals have fallen into the trap of self-diagnosis, only to realize the importance of consulting a doctor. For example, actress and singer Selena Gomez publicly shared her experience with lupus, an autoimmune disease that she initially struggled to diagnose. Despite searching for answers online, it wasn't until she consulted with multiple doctors and underwent thorough testing that she received the correct diagnosis. Her story highlights the complexity of certain health conditions and the importance of seeking professional medical advice. Similarly, actor Ben Stiller shared his experience with prostate cancer. After a routine blood test raised concerns, Stiller did some research online and found himself overwhelmed with information. However, it was only through consulting with his doctor and undergoing further testing that he was able to get a clear diagnosis and treatment plan. Stiller's story is a powerful reminder that while the internet can provide information, it cannot replace the personalized care and expertise of a healthcare professional. Conclusion: trusting the experts. Self-diagnosis might seem like a quick and convenient solution, but it comes with significant risks. The internet can provide useful information, but it's not a substitute for professional medical advice. By consulting a doctor, you can ensure that you receive an accurate diagnosis, appropriate treatment, and peace of mind. Liam's story, along with those of Selena Gomez and Ben Stiller, underscores the importance of trusting healthcare professionals with your health. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the dangers of self-diagnosis and the importance of consulting a doctor. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, when it comes to your health, there's no substitute for professional medical advice. Until next time, take care.